Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Big issues, big guest. Phil Herron has been on my show a number of times over the years, and I read his paper and admire him for the work that he does, but the Delco Times today was one of the papers complete with a cartoon above the editorial of President Trump eating a piece of paper that says First Amendment on it. Phil Herron joins us here on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs Hotline. Hey, Phil, good morning. Welcome in.
Dom, how are you doing? A long time no talk, too.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. Phil, all right, so let's address the independent. You're an independent thinker, an independent guy, and you really cover Delco. Why do this on the same day as all these papers? Doesn't that seem to give up some of your independence?
No, not really, Dom. I think this is really a concern on the part of the industry in terms of what is clearly being viewed as an attack on the franchise that we always value and refer to as the free press, and in general in First Amendment rights. And as I pointed out in the editorial, we are a equal opportunity when it comes to different voices, but this is going to a different level. I mean, if you really want to get scared about what's going on in this country and some of the people who are out there, scroll down to the bottom of some of our stories online and look at the comments. It is some frightening stuff, and it is being agitated and kicked up and exacerbated by the words that are coming from the country's chief executive.
But what has he done that you think in any way abrogates the First Amendment or comes close to that?
There is a danger in this notion of labeling people in this institution, the Fourth Estate or the press, as the enemy of the people. It does not take long for that to fan into actions which are dangerous. We're finding it from readers probably more so than, I've been asked by a lot of people, well, how are you being, what kind of reaction are you getting as you go along your daily business of covering news here in Delaware County? And it's not so much elected leaders, townships, boroughs, and everything, but we are hearing it from readers who are now buying into this notion that we are engaging in fake news. It's simply not the truth.
Okay, well, let's break that down. Do you think the national media is not engaged in, or at least they're not? Jim Acosta, for example. I don't know how much you follow him, Phil. Do you think that guy's a journalist, a fair journalist?
Yeah.
All right, well, then, if you start from that position, because clearly I think he's not. He's made himself the story. He's clearly, look, they don't like Trump's style. I get that. Some of these people are offended by it, and I think that's why they're drawing, Trump is able to target them effectively, because they give a lot of fodder to this. Now, I would ask you, the cartoon that's above this, Omarosa said she saw Trump eating a piece of paper, a document in the Oval Office. When you're going after him and his foibles, this hasn't been verified that that's true, and she's not a credible source.
Keep in mind, Dom, that this is part of the long tradition, the cartooning.
Right.
It's obviously meant to evoke any reaction and everything, and it is strictly, and that's why it appears on this page, it is strictly opinion. That's part of that. I mean, we entertain things every day in our sound-off column, in our comments, in our letters to the editor, of people who take us to task for that. And that's, I have, what I always tell people is I have a voice. I don't have the voice. Now, you might say that I have a platform which gives me a little more weight, and that's probably true, but it is one of many voices. That whole idea of that page today, that opinion page, refers back to the long tradition of journalism and the so-called community marketplace, a marketplace of ideas for all ideas, ours, others. What we seem to think is this is leaching now into is that you don't agree with us, you don't have an opinion, that is a fake opinion. And that's a very dangerous, slippery slope.
Okay, and one of the reasons for that, and I'm certainly not saying you, because I pointed out the balance you have with some of the columnists, et cetera, and different voices and all that. But Phil, at the national level, how many things have they been wrong about Trump that are outrageous, that haven't been locked down, that are reported? Isn't your beef, if it is with Trump, also with these people running with everything national that are fake news, that are not true about him?
I'll tell you what my beef is, one of my many beefs. Look, Dom, no one's going to ever mistake me for a big fan of Donald Trump. I can admit that. I'm not. But here is what I have always wanted and what I have always strived to done. Go back a few years. We went through this, not to this extent, but this idea of the media's view of the president and the White House with George W. Bush. And I was one of those who said, look, I don't care if we don't agree with what mm-hmm. this guy is doing, but we need a level of respect that is demanded of that office. Now, that's a two-way street. One of the things that I have asked as a bare minimum that this president to do is uphold the dignity and prestige of that office, and he seems to fail me every day on that.
Well, Phil, but you know, listeners now are saying that betrays them why you guys go after him. You don't like the style, you think it's beneath the office, and that's why he gets it even worse than George W. Bush.
I would disagree. I would think that his actions are demanding some of the things that are reported.
Can you name some that are on your mind, then, Phil? What is it? What actions?
I think that, we're looking at one today. I would suggest that there is every bit the possibility this entire affair with Brennan is simply a way to get his other problem with Omarosa off the...
I would suggest this. Okay, that
I mean, the thing was dated several weeks ago. All of a sudden,
well, wait a minute. No, Brennan was on CNN the other night, and this was particularly the warning was out there before. But what do you think of the action itself? Do you think a guy like Brennan, who's using information, as far as we can tell, to get a TV gig as fodder, he clearly thinks Trump is inappropriate, shouldn't be there to use that. Why do we need, Phil, I just think...
I think that people have been doing that forever, Dom. I think the president needs to be above that kind of fray. I don't think that that's something that he should be concerning himself with.
Well, I do when you have people like the FBI, I don't know how you've editorialized with Strzok and the others, that are trying to stop you from being elected president. That's pretty serious stuff.
Again, I think that there's a lot of different versions of the Strzok story out there, and I'm not at all convinced that that his actions were specifically meant to connote that he was trying to stop a Trump presidency.
All right, we differ on that one. So, Phil, what's the focus of the paper, though, for people that haven't looked at the Delco Times for a while or whatever? What's your big focus locally right now? Is there one? Is there an ongoing thing that you're looking at?
Yeah, there's several.
The opiate thing, I know, is a big, big issue.
There's a huge, I would gather to guess, Dom, maybe the most important economic story in this region is this whole idea of Sunoco's Mariner East pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, we have covered that exhaustively on both sides. There is a huge upside, or at least if you believe Sunoco's version, that there's going to be a huge economic boost to this. And then you have the downside in that not a whole lot of people are real happy about the idea of having this run through their backyards or next to their children's elementary school. It is a huge story that we've spent a lot of time with. And, of course, now, hey, Dom, you and I, you know what we do. We're a couple of weeks from Labor Day, and then we'll be off to the races to November. So I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, Phil, thank you very much. And give the website of the paper, would you please?
You can always see us every day at DelcoTimes.com. You can read my own personal blog, The Heron's Nest, if you Google that. Gee, Dom, I thought you were going to call this morning and ask me to talk about the grand jury report. So maybe we'll have to get to that.
Well, we will get to that at some point, Phil. Phil, thank you. Thanks for coming on today.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.